Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I'm not denying the physical realm. I'm just denying that the physical realm is all that there is. There is also a spiritual world. And there is a spiritual world on the inside of you. You may feel pain in your body, but that doesn't mean you don't have the resurrection life of God on the inside of you. And you just have to renew your mind and get to where you walk by faith instead of by sight. You know, this is how God created man to be in the first place. I'm saying so much here. I'm just going to have to start quoting scriptures. You'll have to get the tape, go look it up, because I've got to hurry along. But when he created Adam and Eve, he created us with six senses, not just five senses. We have what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. Everybody's aware of that. But you know what? We used to operate in, I believe God created man to operate with six senses. Their sixth sense was faith. I believe that they saw things in the spiritual realm. They could perceive the presence of God. They could know things that are in the spiritual realm. And if you've ever studied the Bible, I could spend hours here showing you that there are things going on behind the scenes. Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10, this battle going on between the prince of Persia and Gabriel, and on and on. There's just so many things in Scripture that shows that there are spiritual things. It says many of us have entertained angels unaware. Angels are around about us constantly. Matter of fact, the New Testament says what we have is superior to what any Old Testament saint had. And if Elisha had thousands of angels surrounding him, then I've got more than thousands surrounding me, and you've got more than thousands surrounding you. And you add all of the people in here and all of our angels together, this place is crowded. They're spiritual beings in this room. And just because you can't see them doesn't mean that they don't exist. The Scripture proves that there is a spiritual reality. And I believe that Adam and Eve were able to perceive this. I believe Adam and Eve could see into the Spirit and perceive spiritual things. I don't know this for sure. I'll present this as andiology. But when it says they heard the voice of the Lord God, it doesn't necessarily mean they heard it with their physical ears. I've heard God speak to me by faith. God has told me specific words. God has told me people's names before. And I've called out. I've walked up. I didn't just say that there's somebody here named Mary. But I've walked up to people before and said, your name is, and this is what you have wrong with you. And I didn't hear it with my physical ears. I heard it with my heart. If I can hear the voice of God now, I believe that Adam and Eve used to be able to hear the voice of God. I don't know that it was with their physical ears. It might have been in their heart. When they saw the Lord, I'm not sure that they saw Him with their physical eyes. As a matter of fact, if you were to turn over to Genesis chapter 3, it shows the temptation in verses 1 through 6. And the first thing that happened after Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit, it says in Genesis 3, 7, that the eyes of them both were opened and they knew they were naked. Think. What does this mean? Does this mean that prior to them eating that fruit, they had walked around with their eyes closed? That couldn't be, because in the sixth verse it says when they saw the tree that it was good for food and a tree to be desired to make one wise. They had their eyes open. When it says that their eyes were open, this isn't talking about that they had been walking around with their eyes closed prior to this. But they had been walking by faith. This is the way that God created man to be, is to walk by faith. They could see and perceive things. And think of this. When they sinned, do you know what the first reality that hit them was? They were naked. And some people think, well, prior to this time, they were clothed in the robe of righteousness. They had the glory of God round about them. You can spiritualize that. You can make analogies and do anything you want to. But in Genesis chapter 2, I believe it's verse 25, it says the man and his wife were both naked. They were butt naked before they sinned. And they were naked after they sinned. It's not that their robe, their spiritual robe, fell off. You know what? They were so God conscious. They were so dominated by faith that they hadn't even noticed that the other one was naked. Again, this is just off the charts for most people. You can't live that way. That's because we don't live that way and we just can't imagine. But the scripture account shows us that they were walking by faith and that all of a sudden their eyes were open. That doesn't mean their physical eyes. You know what it's talking about. They had been walking by faith and that's what was dominating them. But when they became carnal and disobeyed God, their spiritual eyes closed. They lost their spiritual perception and all of a sudden here they were left with nothing but the physical realm. They were like us now. And all of a sudden they realized, I'm naked. They had been naked before, but they didn't really notice it. They weren't self-centered. They were so God-centered. They were so God-conscious. They had never noticed that they weren't clothed. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being so God-conscious that you get up and you're just praising God and you didn't even look to see if you put your clothes on? And let me just put a little P.S. here. Even if you become that spiritual, have mercy on all the rest of us that aren't that spiritual. Amen. And please put clothes on. I'm not telling you to go around without clothes, but I'm just saying that Adam and Eve were so God conscious, they didn't even know they were naked until they sinned and their spiritual eyes closed and their physical eyes opened up. You know what happened in 2 Kings chapter 6 was the reverse of this. Their descendant, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, was generation after generation after generation removed from Adam and Eve, and they had been born carnal, born only going by what they could see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. It's like, you know, our appendix, whatever function that used to serve, it just is basically useless now. Nobody knows exactly what an appendix used to do. But we were born with it. It had a function and a purpose, and it's just over the generations ceased to perform that function. Well, likewise, we were born with a sixth sense of faith and we were able to walk by faith. But over the generations, people just became carnal to where they're dominated. And if they can't feel it, if they can't see it, well, then it's not real. But the scripture reveals that there's lots of things real that you can't see and feel. And when Elisha prayed that Gehazi's eyes would open up, Gehazi was walking only by sight, and what happened, his physical eyes weren't open. It was the eyes of his heart, and he saw by faith into the spiritual realm. And then the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's not the abnormal thing. This is the way that a Christian should live. We should get to where we walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm not talking about just sitting there and closing your physical eyes and just imagining whatever you want and believe anything that you want. This is how you see into the spiritual realm. John 6:63 says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's word is a perfect representation of what's going on in the spirit realm. You can't just sit down on your own and make up whatever you believe is happening. Man, Satan can prey on that. Satan can take it and do bad things. But you go to this word, and if this word says in Ephesians 1:3, I'm already blessed. He hath blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Then just understand that this isn't talking about necessarily that you can feel it in your hands. You may not have a doctor confirm it. The banker may not tell you that you've already got everything that you need. But God is saying you've already got it. It's on the inside of you. It's in the spiritual realm. And you, through the Word, can see that. And you ought to get to a place that when somebody says, how are you? Instead of saying, oh, I hurt. I still got this pain. I still got the tumor. I've still got the problem. I'm depressed. I'm discouraged. Instead of telling us what the five senses say, you know what you ought to do? You ought to recognize you're a new creature in Christ. And when somebody says, how are you? You say, well, let me look right here in the spirit. Oh, I'm blessed. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. If people ask me how I am, I tell them I'm blessed. And I've actually had students leave school before because they said, "You won't tell the truth." They've seen me have problems. They've seen things come up. And they think, "You're just saying that you're blessed." Well, it just depends on what you believe is true. I'm not denying that I have problems in the natural, but you know what? I am blessed. Even if I'm experiencing problems in the natural, I am blessed in the spiritual. And it just depends who you think the real you is. There's some people who say, "Well, I wouldn't be a hypocrite. I'm not going to sit here and confess that I'm healed when any idiot can tell that I'm sick. I'm still running a fever. I'm green looking. I've got this tumor or whatever. I'm just going to tell you the truth." It just depends what you think is the real you. Do you think that physical body is the real you? It's part of you. I'm not denying that it exists, but you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And in the Spirit, you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. So if you're saying, "I'm just going to tell you the truth is I hurt," then you've got an identity crisis. You think that that physical body is the real you. It's the house you live in. It's the thing that you, it's the vehicle you get around in. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. This isn't Christian Science. I believe that this physical body exists. I believe that we have problems. I'm not denying that, but I'm saying that this is not all there is to me. I'm also a brand new person. And in Christ, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of me. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we." And it didn't say, "So are we going to be in the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven." It says, "So are we in this world."
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, "Well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings?" But for one thing, you just get the Word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the Word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there, that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.